Lindsay Boulay on the line with me. And Lindsay, you sent me a note earlier today. I found out that that you just won a contest. Let's talk about this. Now, I know for one, you're a huge Our Lady Peace fan. One of the biggest.
Absolutely. One of the biggest Our Lady Peace fans, for sure.
Now, tell me, how did you become an Our Lady Peace fan? What's a moment you can look back to?
You know what? I can pinpoint it back to 97 when the Fox Radio had the Drive at 5. And people were calling in requesting songs off Clumsy at the time. So it all started with Superman's Dead on the Fox.
Awesome. Cool. Now let's get to the contest. So you entered a contest, an Our Lady Peace contest from a radio station in Toronto. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so The Edge in Toronto had a contest for the biggest Our Lady Peace fan. And basically you just had to submit photos, videos, and a little bit of an essay of why you are the biggest fan. So I basically explained how many shows I've been to. I'm just approaching my 60th concert for Our Lady Peace.
60. Wow, that is a fan.
It is huge. And, you know, I've put in a lot of hours and kilometers following this band, taking weeks off work to follow their tours. You know, there's an Our Lady Peace crew that meets up at all the shows. And at each show, we must wait. We must get there at 10 a.m. The gates open at 5 just to make sure we are front row or even just have a chance to say hi to the band before the show. And sometimes it pays off. They let us in for a sound check or we can sneak in early and get a front row spot. Also, after the show, it always pays off to wait around by the bus. As stalkerish as it sounds, it always pays off. They always have to leave and they always take the time to speak to the fans that are waiting, even if you're the last man standing. We've done this in minus 40. We've done this in plus 40.
And it's all paid off because you've won the contest. So what do you win, Lindsay?
Okay, so I've won two VIP passes. So I get to go to the show at Massey Hall in Toronto, which is my absolute dream venue to see Our Lady Peace. It includes the hologram experience. So you get to go backstage after and check out all the different holograms, interact with them, mingle with the band. However, as a winner, I actually get to turn myself into a hologram where I'm filming in the next 2 days, and I'll be given a 60-second hologram of myself that they're going to play on stage during the concert to tell everybody in Massey Hall why I am the biggest fan.
Wow.
Like, this is just a mind-blowing. And what makes it even better is former Our Lady Peace guitarist Mike Turner is joining them on this tour. And he's going to be at Massey Hall. So my dream has just come true for everything Our Lady Peace.
Awesome. A real pinch yourself moment, isn't it?
Oh, I still can't believe it.
That is so wicked. I'm so happy for you, Lindsay. That's awesome.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. You know, I remember too back in 2006 when they came to the Heritage Festival. You and Leanne Davis were there at the time. And I got to meet Our Lady Peace, but I was so nervous that day. So I decided to stop at Wilder's at the time. You know, have a few drinks to calm down before I met them, and lo and behold, they're sitting behind me having lunch, and you think I could talk to them? Not a word.
Well, that's the thing, when you've got some musicians who are idols of yours, it's tough, you know. You get a little tongue-tied when you meet them, right?
Absolutely. And even to this day, with all the times I've met them and, you know, met their wives, met their nannies, their tour managers, it's still nerve-wracking each time you see them and they talk to you.
Well, this is so awesome, Lindsay. It couldn't happen, as I said, to a bigger Our Lady Peace fan. You really are the ultimate Our Lady Peace fan. And now it is proven, I guess, right?
Absolutely. It's proven. You know, like I have a bunch of Our Lady Peace tattoos, and there's nothing more I can do to prove myself. Like, this is the end. This is as big as it's going to get.
So awesome. I hope you'll keep us in the loop over the next little while and tell us how it's going, all right?
Absolutely. Once my hologram is recorded and makes its debut, I will definitely send you a video from the show for that.
All right. Thanks for doing this, Lindsay.
No problem. Thank you so much, Mitch.